I do a podcast where I interview teachers who have written books or contributed to the world of education in some way, so that I can ask them questions and probe them about the work that they do and how that can help classroom teachers anywhere improve their own practice.
What is lacking from the current sort of educational community, I guess, that has sort of made you want to start that up?
For me, it's the lack of people talking about the genuine nuts and bolts of teaching. Now, when I talk to teachers in my role, when I talk to teachers outside of it, we can all tell wonderful stories about what's happening in our classrooms, but none of that is real meaningful learning. I think that there's a massive gap between research and practice, and we use excuses like our workload and behaviour and discipline, but after you finish your NQT year, there's no real support for teachers unless you're willing to go to courses or apply to courses. So what about your general day-to-day teaching? There's nothing out there in Scotland, really, that focuses on actual pedagogical practices that are based on sound research that actually have an impact on changing long-term memory for children. People are talking about a few things. They're talking about learning intensity, talking about success criteria. They're talking about formative assessment and questioning, but we don't really go deep into that. And also, if you were to speak to 100 teachers about differentiation, the same as your... I am an average teacher, but I spend a lot of my own time, obviously given the role of my acting role of PT learning and teaching. I've just applied for a secondment within the council, so I can do that for the whole authority.
Wow, okay.
I would love to do it for the whole of the country, like actually have somewhere where we could talk about just learning and teaching and what is good practice, what is the current research, how does that look in practice, and how can we help teachers learn that, try it, and embed it in their practice? Because right now there's too much accountability. There's people don't want to change because they don't need to change because the higher results are consistent. But there's not actually any learning being placed. There's just, this is how to pass an exam, and that's how you do it. But there's not enough. We talk about how there's not enough kind of rigor in the broad general phase of a secondary school teacher, because we put all our resources into the senior phase, and then the BGE are just entertained for a while, and then they're not ready when they hit the senior phase.